Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You came up with this idea today that given that I'm not just out for five weekdays next week, I'm also out for the both days and the weekend. So yeah. That gives us basically 10 days until I come back. 9 days, really, for sports to happen. Well, 10 days if you include tonight. And so we're going to predict what the talking points will be when we come back.
Yeah, and I do want to make sure, Jake, by the way, that if for each day, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you write down like the biggest topic, and then when you come back, we'll have you go through in segment form, and we'll just have you go through like each thing that was the biggest. But now this is the prediction business for you.
So I will just start off with the easy one. No Cavs movement. By the time we come back, we'll be getting close to what I think will be the first Cavs move of the offseason.
All right, so what you're saying there, or let me ask you this way. A topic we did today will still be a topic we could do the following Monday that you come back.
Yes, because the NBA draft will be, I want to say, a week and a half after I get back. And I think somewhere in that range we'll actually get a Cavs deal, but it will not happen next week while I'm gone.
Okay, so you get to avoid all of the, any Cavs drama, anything like that, and you're just completely devoid of that. Actually really nice then, because then next week, I mean, it's nice we'll have Fedor in a couple days, we'll have Danny Cunningham in, so we'll get their fresh perspectives of it all. A
lot of Jalen Suggs talk, y'all. Get ready for it.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of Jalen Suggs talk. I mean, not too much. You know, there's only so much, but if he wants to go really hard in the paint for Jalen Suggs, and I can let just callers just kind of go after him, one after another, and be like, Chris, what are you thinking and why you're thinking it? Yeah, we're going to do that.
Ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
The Pacers will be leading the NBA Finals 3-1.
Okay, so you come back in time for Game 5.
I come back in time for Game 5, which a little disappointed there's only two games during the time in the cabin because of how the schedule sets up.
So, wait, yes. We have three total games in a 9-day stretch.
Yep.
Feels like not enough games.
I know, that's exactly. I know,
this is, what are we doing with this finals?
The cabin is like peak NBA finals watching, and we're going to get two games.
I mean, I know we do this every year with the finals. They space them out in such a way, but why aren't we in the hurry-up offense a little bit with some of these games? Let's get this thing going. Why do I need so much time in between?
Money.
They'd still make the same amount of money if it was a day in between as opposed to 2 days or 3 days in between.
As I continue to predict the future, what will the talking points be when I come back? If I'm correct, and the Pacers are up 3-1, the Tyrese Haliburton as the face of the NBA conversation will be nauseating. Meaning, it'll be the Pacers are the new dynasty, even though they're not, and no. Tyrese Haliburton, the level jumping that will happen.
We're ever going to get to a spot where people say, are the Pacers a dynasty?
I think it happens every time somebody wins a championship. Everyone always goes, well, I guess they're going to win the next three titles.
I think people would do silly things and be like, oh, Miles Turner, free agent. Oh, okay, Pacers re-sign him, and oh, they're bringing back the band. They're going to run it back, and it's like, guys, that's not why they're going to win or lose.
But the Haliburton thing, where the Ringer has already jumped him ahead of Donovan Mitchell by one spot, right?
Yeah.
If they were to redo those rankings, by the time I get back, Again, assuming that I'm right on the first point, Tyrese Halliburton would be considered a top five player. Maybe that, and that might even be conservative.
So what I like about this is that you've bookended it both ways now for you to have a potential win when you come back, because you are somebody that initially had said Thunder in five, and now you're saying the Pacers will be up 3-1. So like there's really no way, like any way that it goes down, you get to come back and say you were right.
I mean, I think after game one, I think I have to flip flop.
Are you flopping? Are you officially flip flopping?
I renounced
my sandals out.
I renounced my Tyrese Halliburton slander earlier in the show. You can check out the video at Nick Wilson Says, at 92.3 The Fan, at Jay Peterlin. There are a lot of ats there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to renounce my Thunder in five, and I now have to say Pacers in six.
Wow!
But when I come back, the Pacers will be up 3-1.
All right. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I last night's game, that did a number for a lot of people.
All right. Of what I've said, what do you think is the biggest stretch so far?
That last one.
Okay. All right. The up 3-1.
Well, the other thing you said was that we just have no news with the Cavs. And so, like, I don't think that we're going to have.
Should I not have led with that prediction?
I mean, it didn't give me much to work with there, but that's okay. It's a prediction, and I like that. Because if we come back and the whole entire team is traded, then I guess. Well, I guess your prediction would have been wrong.
All right, as I put on my crystal ball here, we will be back to hyping up who Shane Bieber will be when Shane Bieber comes back.
Will he have pitched by the time you come back?
I will say yes. I'm looking into the ether there, looking to the great beyond.
He will have done one double A or triple A assignment?
I believe so. I don't want to put on a specific level because that's hard to see. Trying to look to the other world, can't really see it. But as I conceptualize this, I can see Shane Bieber pitching in the next 10 days and excitement about, or if not, if he doesn't make it by the time, it'll be like the next couple days afterwards.
Okay, so we'll be back to gearing up for a Shane Bieber start, or we'll be reacting to a Shane Bieber start.
And the hype will be getting out of hand. I think that's going to start. The second he pitches at the next level, or the second he's cleared, I think you're going to see a lot of people really.
You know what? I feel like we need more Shane Bieber hype in general anyway, though. Because like we were approaching, it was supposed to be today initially. And I felt like, I mean, we discussed it, but it's not like people were, you know, he hardly turned Shane Bieber into the Beatles as far as conversation was concerned.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. What do
you got? This one I don't think you're ready for, because you've got 3 games against Houston, 3 games against Cincy, 3 games against Seattle while I'm out.
Yeah.
The Guardians right now are 5 games above 500.
Okay.
They will be 7 games above 500 when I come back. This will be a very fortuitous week. All right. The signs tell me, the stars tell me that going to be a great Angel Martinez week, and you will be 7 games above 500.
Do you see the problem I see, Mac?
What's the problem there?
If you're 5 games above 500.
Yeah.
And you play 9 games, you go 5-4, you move 1 game above 500. You go 6-3, you move 3 games above 500.
Mm-hmm. I'm splitting the difference.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
I believe I said 8 games above 500.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Okay. Sorry, my hearing isn't very good right
By
now.
By the way, I was also doing that math in real time. I was just like, all right, I knew I screwed up immediately, and I was like, just go with it.
I got worried you're going to be like, it's too literal, Jonathan. You're taking it too literal.
I could have gone like, there.
I don't know what other way to take it.
But again,
I just wanted stars math.
I wanted your prediction to end up having a chance to be right. Listen, that's all that was.
Listen, the other side, when communicating with the other side, they don't communicate literally. That's
it gets muffled. Yeah,
they couldn't just like throw up like, hey man, here are the lottery numbers tonight, good luck lol hearts xoxo. No, they're like, hey, lottery, oh, play the lottery, that's what it's telling me.
And they, every now and then they just throw in like a random number just to throw you off completely,
just to mess with you, and then you get another one right after you realize you missed the lottery by one. That's just lol.
I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
Now, we have a lot of OTAs coming up in the time that I'm at the cabin. By the way, of the Guardians predictions, which one do you think is the best? Which one do you think might be the most shaky?
Your Shane Bieber one is the best. I think the Shane Bieber one's got a real chance to happen and materialize. I hope we're getting... Now, the sad part about that, though, is if we're coming back and chomping or champing at the bit to go ahead and just prop up Shane Bieber, that means that the previous 9 games exposed some flaw with one of the spots in the rotation.
This kind of draining me because it's taking a lot of time to like, you know, conceptualize.
It's mentally exhausting to get into the other worlds. I get it.
And think into the future there. By the time I come back,
Dildur will be a renowned nickname for the two quarterbacks.
We will have crowned a Stanley Cup Finals champion.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
How many games will be played by that point?
That's a great question.
Will all 7 be played?
Right now, they have only played 1 game. In the next, I'm
why is Edmonton like, which one? I'm hockey dumb, so you have to help me out here.
Just hockey dumb.
Well, yeah, we're a lot of things dumb, but hockey dumb in particular. Connor McDavid, is he on Edmonton or is he on Florida?
He's on Edmonton.
He's on Edmonton, yeah. Okay. And why is it like a massive upset if Edmonton wins?
Because they're not as good as Florida.
Is it as much of an upset as Indiana is relative to Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Okay.
I also don't know. Okay. Now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 games before I come back.
Okay.
So we will crown a new NHL champion by Monday when I come back.
Okay.
What do we think about that prediction?
Well, which champion, I guess? Is Florida winning the next 4?
I mean, I think it's implied. Florida's got the 1-0 lead. There's 4 games left. I think it's implied.
You ever think about why it's called the Stanley Cup Final, but then it's called the NBA Finals?
It's Lord Stanley. It's his cup.
Nick, Edmonton won. Game 1.
That's exactly what I meant. See?
No, I think the NHL has it right because it's 1 final, whereas the NBA Finals make a suggestion that there's multiple finals being played. I think the NBA's got it wrong.
Mm. All right, now I'm going to go one step further. It'll be Florida that wins in 5. Just kidding. I'm just getting back to we'll have an NHL champion by the time I come back.
You might have to predict that.
Final one. Because we have OTAs.
Yeah, we needed a couple. I was hoping for a couple Browns ones, but I'm happy to get one.
The Shahype will go up another gear. But Joe Flacco will have a clear distance. He will clear the distance between himself and the rest of the field.
All right, the 3 media watched practices that we get to see next week.
Shador will elevate.
Okay.
But he will not elevate past Joe Flacco, who have distance on everyone.
Will it be an obvious Joe Flacco into Shador by that point? Or we still got some work to do there?
I still think we have some work to do there. And I'll also say, we're going to have one day where people say really nice things about one of the other quarterbacks.
Well, we have one,
and it'll be a polishing job by the team.
Well, we have one day where people are like, you know, Shador really didn't look as good that day. Will that finally happen?
I'm not ready to say. Oh. I'm only ready to say.
I like that your medium hedges their takes.
Florida will have a clear Flacco.
There's an air of like, I really know what's going to happen, but I just can't.
When I'm right on every one of these, you will fall apart. Yeah. You will believe in things you didn't believe in before when I'm right. When Flacco has a clear lead in the job, Shador continues to rise, and then one of the days somebody says something nice about Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. I can't wait for it.
Which one of those do you think's the you know, I'm putting them out there take?
The putting them out there take, I don't know. I don't know that it exists in this batch.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like some like, oh, this awful thing's going to happen.
The Pacers one was the putting it out there take, I think. The Pacers was the one, because it was the most where it was like, oh, that would be an interesting turn of events if the Pacers did just continue to win, and then by the time you come back, have a firm grasp on the series.
I mean, the reality is, there's just not a lot happening in the next 10 days that is going to change that much. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm working with what I've got.
So is that the perfect time to go on vacation then?
That's exactly why people go on vacation in Sports Talk Radio in June and July, yeah.
I mean, it is kind of upsetting that the same conversations we had today will be used 10 days from now when it comes to the Cavs.
216-474-0092, and that's my last one. People will still be asking, should we break up the core four? 10 days from now. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, you came
back. Still on air?
You came back.
Oh, Daddy's back. I'm sweating.
Oh, I thought
it has nothing to do with my obesity or potential pre-diabetes. Oh,
I thought we washed into the other world there for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Mac, I feel like I haven't seen you in days or years. I haven't heard your giggle in minutes.
What's his nuggets?
I'm going to giggle. I don't want to giggle on air. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.